This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
A little while ago, a rather unusual email popped out of the inbox. On one hand, it was intellectually scary. But on the other hand, it was very emotionally engaging. This particular email began with the authoritative phrase, and I quote, "Cancer update from John Hopkins," unquote. It then warned me that plastic containers, and all plastics in general, were evil because they released dioxins. It quoted experts, advised me that paper was safer than plastic, and finished by exhorting me, in a very large font, to forward this email to, and I quote, "anyone important in your life," unquote. The misinformation in this email is wrong in so many ways that it's hard to know where to begin, but luckily, you can always begin at the beginning. Now first, there is no such university as John Hopkins, but there is a Johns Hopkins, and it certainly is a world-class institution. Second, when you search through the university's website relating to the Bloomberg School of Public Health, you'll find a page specifically referring to these claims. Johns Hopkins University then denies that it is in any way associated with these plastics/dioxins claims by stating that they are, and I quote, "falsely attributed to Johns Hopkins," unquote. And third, the email goes on to educate the reader about the transport of dioxins. It wrongly informs the reader that dioxins leach out of various plastics, bottles, cling wrap, food containers, and so on, under various conditions, heating food or cooling water bottles in the fridge, and so on. So, what is the science? Well, dioxins do exist, and they are not particularly good. They're a large family of toxic hydrocarbons that contain chlorine, and that are usually not manufactured deliberately, but accidentally occur as byproducts of combustion. You are better off avoiding dioxins. They can be nasty. Dioxins were even used to poison the current president of Ukraine, Viktor Yushchenko. Surprisingly, the diagnosis was made by the British toxicologist, Professor John Henry, who recognised the characteristic acne on Yushchenko's face when it was shown on television. But there are no dioxins in the various plastics mentioned. It is possible to make some of the chemicals in the dioxin family by heating certain plastics, but you need temperatures of several hundred degrees, which you cannot get in a microwave oven, and some chlorine atoms, which are not present in the various plastics mentioned. The same email also claimed that paper was safe near food. Well, bleaching of paper to make it white can involve dioxins. Now, this is not a problem for us humans, unless your diet consists mainly of paper. Fourth, the email quotes a certain Edward Fujimoto from Castle Hospital as the authoritative expert in this field. Well, yes, a person called Edward Fujimoto does exist, but he's neither a medical doctor nor a toxicologist. For 1 year, he was manager of the Wellness and Lifestyle Medicine Centre at the Castle Medical Centre in Kailua in Hawaii. And on the 23rd of January 2002, he appeared on KHON-TV in a short morning health news segment. That was the occasion on which he made those incorrect claims about dioxins in household plastics. Within just a few days, the infamous email began appearing on the web, and even today, many years later, still continually pops up in people's email inboxes. The author of this email has never been identified, and in fact, the sources of Edward Fujimoto's claims have also never been identified. When he was later questioned as to where he got his information about dioxins in plastic, he was never able to quote the specific peer-reviewed journals from which they supposedly came. And fifth, the email claims that, and I quote, fast food restaurants moved away from the foam containers to paper because of the dioxin problem, unquote. Wrong again. The real reason was that foam containers at that time were made using CFCs, which were being phased out. This email has many signs that should alert the informed reader to be critical of it. It has leading capitals on random words, bad grammar and misspellings, no identification of the original sender, vague references that crumble once you look hard at them, and the heartfelt pleading to send this email to as many people as possible. This scaremongering tale is more the work of a poisoned pen than a tale of poisoned plastics.
What does it mean? Why is it so?